That bell will tell you it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, I hope you think of the old school bell that used to ring and how the students would then grab their books and run into the schoolhouse and take their seats. And so when you hear that bell, I hope you'll grab your Bibles and get your seat and turn up the radio and be ready to be a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. In just a moment, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38. And it's the text for a Sunday school lesson that was written for December 17th, 1922, by E.A. Elam. And the title of the lesson is Jesus Among Friends and Foes. As we begin reading in Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, we'll see that Jesus is among friends. And we'll read through the chapter 11, and when we get to the end of Luke chapter 11, that we'll read that Jesus is among foes, namely the Pharisees and the lawyers of his day. And so you'll want to follow along with me on that reading. Now, as you're getting your Bible and turning to Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. When we have our normal meeting times, we have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, let's look at our text, Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. Now, as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. And she came up to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister did leave me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. For Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, that when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, even as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, that we forgive our as we forgive ourselves. So, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and bring us not into temptation. And he said unto them, this is Luke 11:5. He said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will arise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And which of you that is a father shall his son ask a loaf, and he give him a stone or a fish? And he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11 and verse 14. and he was casting out a demon that was dumb. And it came to pass, when the demon was gone out, the dumb man spake, and the multitude marveled. But some of them said, By Beelzebub, the prince of the demons, casteth he out demons. And others, trying him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how shall the kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out a demon by Beelzebub, and if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out demons, then is the kingdom of God come upon you. And when the strong man, fully armed, guardeth his own court, his goods are at peace. But when a stronger than he shall come to him and overcome him, he taketh from him his old armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. The unclean spirit, when he is gone out of a man, passeth through waterless places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will turn back into my house which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh to him seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man becometh worse than the first. Luke 11:27. And it came to pass, as he said these things, a certain woman out of the multitude lifted up her voice and said, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the breast which thou didst suck. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the multitudes were gathering together unto him, he began to say, This generation is an evil generation. It seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given it but the sign of Jonah. For even as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South shall rise in the judgment with the men of this generation, and shall condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall stand up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Luke 11:33. No man, when he hath lighted a lamp, putteth it in a cellar, neither under the bushel, but on a stand, that they which enter may see the light. The lamp of thy body is thine eye. And when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when it is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Look therefore whether the light that is in thee be not darkness. If therefore thy whole body be full of light, having no part dark, it shall be wholly full of light, as when the lamp with its bright shining doth give thee light. Luke 11:37. Now as he spake, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, and he went down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first bathed himself before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now ye Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of extortion and wickedness. Ye foolish ones, did not he that made the outside make the inside also? But he giveth for alms those things which are within. And behold, all things are clean unto you. Luke 11:42. But woe unto you Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and every herb, and passeth over justice and the love of God. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you Pharisees, for ye love the chief seats in the synagogue, and the salutations in the marketplaces. Woe unto you! For ye are as the tombs which appear not, and the men that walk over them know it not. Luke chapter 11:45. And one of the lawyers answering said unto him, Teacher, in this saying thou reproachest us also. And he said, Woe unto you lawyers also, for ye load men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for ye build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. So ye are witness and consent unto the works of your fathers, for they killed them, and ye build their tombs. Therefore also saith the wisdom of God, I will send unto them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yea, I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you lawyers, for you took away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering ye hindered. Luke 11:53. And when he was come out from thence, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press upon him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him to catch something out of his mouth. Well, that's the reading. There is a devotional reading for this lesson. It is found in the book of John. John chapter 15, verses 8 through 16. And it's talking about being a friend to Jesus. In John chapter 15 and verse 8 we read, Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and so shall ye be my disciples. Even as the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do the things which I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. You did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you, that ye should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Notice that says in John 15 and verse 14, Ye are my friends, if ye do the things which I command you. That is identified as the golden text for this lesson about Jesus among friends and foes. We sometimes sing a song, I'll be a friend to Jesus. But if we really want to be a friend to Jesus, then we're going to do what Jesus tells us to do. Now I want you to remember what James said about Abraham. It says in James chapter 2 and verse 21, Was not Abraham our father justified by works in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scriptures were fulfilled which said, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that by works a man is justified, and not only by faith. You see, we're not going to be the friend of Jesus just by saying, Oh, I believe in Jesus. Now, you need to believe, but you need to trust and obey. We want to be a friend to Jesus. We sing that song, I'll be a friend to Jesus. And that's what we will be if we will believe and obey. You don't want to be his enemies, like these lawyers and Pharisees were, but like Mary and Martha was. When Jesus is among you, he needs to know he's among friends.